podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So we want to do dueling hypotheticals here in just a few moments. It's a little bit of mind candy for a Monday morning. Maybe the best day of the week for us to do mind candy, now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we bust out mind candy on Fridays. It might be better suited to a Monday morning just to kind of jumpstart everything for your week. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So we'll have that coming up. Tell me about the worms. What's this about a worm?
So, Dom, well, you were gone last weekend. You actually missed the saga of my old man, Rex, my little pup, who is 15 years old. And for the second time, he had his anal gland burst. So I was in the vet
been
with
there.
Him.
Yep. Been there.
Yep. No, and like I said,
too many hot wings.
Some people are just born with bad vision, for example. Rex was born with bad anal glands.
Bad glands.
This isn't, don't yeah, write me emails and tell me that I need to clean them out more, yada, yada.
Yeah, yeah.
Trust me.
May I ask a.
Yeah. Oh, let's,
they gotta squeeze
let's do it.
They get in there and squeeze them.
Since I wasn't here the first time around with the anal gland.
Uh-huh.
What does an anal gland do?
An anal gland actually like releases, if I'm. Correct. It releases like oils when they poopy. And it's something that
it's like
dogs
a lubricate.
Have. Like you don't have anal glands, so don't ask anybody to get back there
they
and
squeeze this
and get freaky. Right.
I was hoping to get some actually.
That's a hemorrhoid.
I was going to pick some up at
right.
Walmart.
And they fill up over time and they just
yes.
need to be excreted. This is all
them.
Very sexy, I know. So I had to take poor little Rex in.
So is it supposed to lubricate so a dog doesn't have a problem going
right.
potty?
And it, yeah, right. And I think it also like leaves like, you know, like a scent. Like where dogs sniff each other's butts, it's their scent.
Oh, they're sniffing the anal gland.
Right. So that pops. So now it looks like poor little dog.
My thing last week too, Dom, was like you're a vet and you got to get in there and squeeze that and get all that mess out. Like I don't think I could eat food with my fingers for a good month. Like
right.
I couldn't go get ribs that night.
Eating French fries with a fork.
Right. I couldn't get in like a good piece of corn on the cob that night. I couldn't do it because I know where my fingers have been.
So bless my.
I wonder
vet.
What it feels like to have your anal gland.
I
want to
know. Does
God,
he yelp or does he?
Yes, he does. So poor thing. It's a horrible
not
sound.
Good,
so then.
Mom.
And mind you, all of this is going on while Gentleman Caller is out of town, you know, so I've got a, I'm the one
how
that,
convenient.
Yeah. And so then Friday, I get home from work and I noticed that there was a spot that Rex was licking on like his flank on his side. And I'm like, what the heck? So I take
over. Is there an anal gland there too?
No, there's not. There was a hole though. I clean it with a warm face cloth and I see this wound, like this hole, this deep hole. And I'm like, oh my God,
like
Rex,
a
like what happened?
Or?
Almost, yes. And I say, what the hell? And as I'm looking and cleaning, I see this little white thing wiggle on the inside.
No.
And I said, what the hell is that? And normally that's something that I immediately, I say, Adam, you got to deal with this. He was not there. So I call up the vet, take Rex in for the second time in a week. I walk in and my vet's like, you're back. I was like, yeah, we just missed you so much. So, because of all of the moisture this season, mm-hmm. I don't know if you've noticed an influx. We have certainly around our house of horseflies, big ass horseflies.
They're everywhere this year.
They will land on an animal. This happens on horses on farms all the time.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me this was essentially a maggot inside your dog?
A horsefly landed on Rex, implanted, and Rex had a little freaking worm inside of him.
And big old puffy anal glands.
So
this dog is just ready to die. I'm not trying to bring you down. But that's where you eventually just give
up.
I
looked at him and I said, what else? And me. And so we're closing on our house on Monday. We're moving in next weekend. And you know, every time one of these little disgusting adventures happens, you know what I think? That was my new ottoman. That could have been a new chair.
How much was the vet this weekend?
Well, we're going to lump it all together because we're taking him
and
back.
Lumped all together is?
Well, so far, just the anal gland adventure was $260.
Mm-hmm.
So we're taking him again at the end of this week just to check up on everything, make sure his
meds are.
So
you're going to pay up around $500?
Oh, at least. At least. And yeah, at least a couch. At least a freaking couch.
I got to get me a dog.
But I love him. And he was bouncing like a little puppy after he got that disgusting worm pulled out of him.
Yeah,
so,
you would too.
Yeah, so it was worth it. $500
so
well spent.
He's like, I'll take a worm over a squeezed anal gland
any day of the week.
Poor guy. Poor
what about
man.
Your weekend, Jeremy? You've got pets too.
Well, speaking of another little worm, actually, let's talk about something else totally different.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to be getting my vasectomy done
Monday.
Friday.
That's right. You scheduled it for when I wasn't going to be here and couldn't take the party bus.
It's supposed to be Friday, and then I'd, you know, have Monday off and all that. But my doctor apparently can't do it, so he bumped it to Labor Day weekend. Well, I was talking with my mom this weekend, and she's like, oh, we're going camping Labor Day weekend. You should come up and see us. And then I was like, oh, Mom, I can't. It's my weekend of the vasectomy. And she goes, what? It's like, yeah, I'm getting it done that weekend.
How could she not have heard about this?
That's exactly what I said. I said, haven't you heard us talking about this mess on the radio?
Yeah, we've been talking about your junk for a month.
A lot. And she's like, oh, I thought that was just a joke. That was like a radio stunt thing or something, you know, you guys
were
doing.
Oh, she didn't think you were actually going through with it.
She didn't think I was going through with it. And then she proceeded to flip her lid, saying that I am far too young to be getting that done. I'll be 36 here in a couple months, so I don't think I'm too young.
You're too young. You're old enough, and you've got two kids
already. That's what I said. But, you know, in good mom fashion, she took it to a 10 and escalated it quickly and said, you know, your little girl, Lila, she's only 4 months right now. Mm-hmm. What if Lila dies?
Oh, she did not say that.
Grandmas are not supposed to say that.
I'm like, what? She's like, you know, there's still the fear of SIDS and things could happen.
Oh, you don't invoke SIDS?
And what if Lila were to die? You guys would have to try again. I'm like, we would? No, we would not.
That's horrible.
I mean, then if that were to happen, there'd be a grieving process, and then maybe you try again. I'll be pushing 40 before I have another baby. I'm like, no, Mom, I'm totally done. I thought she was totally done. She took it to an 11.
There's an 11?
She said, you know, I have to tell you. She's like, I don't want to be morbid. I don't want to be morbid. She's like, but what if Nikki's driving home from work one day and there was a horrible crash and Nicole died?
No.
She's like, wouldn't you eventually remarry? And maybe that woman would say, you know, I want a family.
You are rapidly approaching the stage where your mother's going to have to be put into a home.
She is cray-cray.
She's losing her ever-loving mind.
The things that mothers say when it comes to producing grandchildren, though, it's like an out-of-body experience. It's like she's being possessed by some sort of, like, baby-making demon. You know?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
What, no, your like, wife no, and
you
your baby could die,
baby.
And then what?
It's funny to me that she's imagining Nicole dying as if you're immediately going to rush out and start procreating with another woman.
So I did have to go home and tell
Nicole to her that you didn't want kids in the first place?
Yeah, I was like, Mom, I didn't really want another one a year ago. I mean, I'm done. I'm totally done. But I did have to go home and tell Nicole. I was like, guess what? My mom wants you to die.
And then like, she wants you to have sex with other women.
She's like, what makes you think you'd go out and find another woman and that woman would want another a baby? At your age, I was like, well, the thing is, honey, is like, I'd probably remarry like a 21-year-old.
Uh-huh,
so she would probably want a baby. Mm-hmm. But
boy, the Thanksgiving dinner table is going to be fun this year.
My mom wants you to die. Not to be morbid or anything.
Man, I got to get myself a mother.
You are missing out, Tessa.
Oh, my God.
Yes, indeed.
All right, well, you both have fantastic stories. We're going to come back with dueling hypotheticals, which you've never heard before. You'll jump in on because it's fun. Because we've all got these things that we talk about called stand-asides, which means if a certain celebrity that you've got a crush on shows up at your door, then your significant other has to stand aside, and you're allowed to go have a quick, you know, fling with them and everything. So it's just all mental. It's a little mental floss here.
Yeah,
it's a hall pass. But I've got a hypothetical for you that's like the stand aside, only different. I want you to tell me if I gave you the opportunity of having one glorious night with Charlie Hunnam. Mm-hmm. I want you to imagine that for a second. I'll give you 8 hours with Charlie Hunnam, say 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., and you can do whatever you want with him.
What would you do?
All yours for 8 hours.
Are you trying to get me fired? I can't talk about that on
the
radio.
Be the one night you got bad gas. So.
I know. It would, wouldn't it?
You got bubble guts.
No, but imagine you get that night, okay?
Oh, God. So I think about that a lot.
So what you've always dreamed of, right?
Mm-hmm.
The hypothetical, though, is that it would cost you the rest of your life with Gentleman Caller. In other words, he'd be gone forever. So my question to you is that one night with the guy that you dream of, is it worth that? You could start over with another guy. I'm not saying you
never start over with Charlie Hunnam.
No, you don't. You get him for 8 hours.
And then he dies.
What if he falls in love with me in that eight hours, which is totally possible?
He dies
the 8 hours is that you will never see him or talk to him again.
Like I eat him like a black widow?
It is so good that he just falls over and dies.
You know, and I would believe that. I would believe you would.
You would
like,
eat him, actually.
I know. What is that, like a praying mantis? Come here.
He tastes like tilapia. He'd be all over him.
So, gentleman caller and I actually, we had a fight about this yesterday again in the grocery store.
You guys fight about Charlie Hunnam a lot.
It's up there with money. It's
Does
one of
he
our
realize
biggest
that it's just a fantasy?
Yeah, but he also realizes that I'm magic, and he thinks that someday in my line of work that there's going to be a moment where I actually do meet Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah, so this is the possibility. So what are you picking?
Jiminy. Oh,
you know what you would do.
I can't say no to Charlie Hunnam.
So you'd give up the man you're about to move into your new home with. Mm-hmm. You'd give him up for 8 hours.
Gentleman caller would be back. He'd be back. He'd understand.
The hypothetical is that you'll
Charlie dies, and then that would make gentleman caller so happy. He'd be like, all right,
that's why you can't do hypotheticals with you, because you're like, no, because gentleman caller will come. No, you don't understand. He won't be
back. Okay, then I would have to smell him first, but I'm 99% sure it would have to be true. Charlie Hunnam.
So you'd give up gentleman caller for life for 8 hours.
It's Jax.
It's 8 hours.
You don't watch Sons of Anarchy. You don't know.
I've seen the first episode of Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, and didn't you want to spend 8 glorious hours with him? Mm. Oh.
It's a different feeling.
I am feeling things in my insides right now.
It's like if you threw this back at me with like Kate Beckinsale, 8 hours with Kate Beckinsale, I'd probably say no, I wouldn't. If I was with, you know, the love of my life.
I'm with the love of my life, but I also have...
She's got needs. Girl's got needs.
I'm looking at my computer screen right now, and I'm looking at Charlie Hunnam topless, gazing at me, saying, all right, fine. You think I'm a horrible person for choosing 8 hours of hot, sweaty love with Charlie Hunnam? How about this, Testa?
Oh, it's my turn now.
You meet a gal, and she makes you feel things that you haven't felt before ever.
She's the one?
She's the one. You are considering like changing your ways. You would do anything for this smart, beautiful, sexy woman, okay? You meet
smart,
her.
Beautiful, sexy, and she's
and
funny.
She's intelligent. She's funny. She's quick-witted. She's a great reader. She thinks the Galahad books are probably the best in the world. So then, after a few dates, when you're really considering, you're like, I may even go buy a ring for this lady. Okay.
Wow.
You already have a dog at this point. You've adopted her dog. She takes you out to dinner. She takes you out to Del Frisco's. Okay.
What are you going to end up telling me that she's
silver joke? And she says, I'm 3.5 months pregnant.
Whoopsies.
It was a one-night stand with my ex.
Oh, it's not my baby.
Nope, no. She had a one-night stand with her ex. No, and he doesn't even live here. He lives in Uruguay, so he's not even an option in my life. I'm going to have this baby.
So you're saying if I have met the dream
You've
woman.
You've met the one, but she's already knocked up.
Ever wanted, and she's 3 months pregnant.
Yep.
So what are you asking me?
I'm asking, would you continue dating her? Would you be with her? Would you go back to Benbridge Jewelers and buy that rock? I don't know why Benbridge.
Why'd you have to bring them in?
I don't know. I was at the mall yesterday.
Why did you have to bring in marriage? Can't we just be together without being married?
No, because in your heart of hearts, you know this is the one.
This is the thing she makes you feel.
So you're asking me in my hypothetical if I would marry a woman who was 3 months
pregnant. A pregnant woman with someone else's
man. Child.
Yeah. I hear that the hormones go a little nutty around month seven.
You could have those 8-hour nights.
I think you could give that kid dimples. Wait for it. That one will take a second.
I got it. Everybody got it. Most people are ignoring it.
So what do you do? What do you? There's a bum on a bus. What do you do, hotshot?
Listen, I know what I'm supposed to say, and I know what all the women who are listening to me, who are about to judge me.
Who are 3 months pregnant and want you.
Yeah, all the people who are judging me right now. Okay, you know, if he's a real gentleman, whatever, he would go ahead and say, but no, I would walk away from her.
I could see that, actually.
You would leave her at Del Frisco's and make her pay the tab, too, wouldn't you?
No, I'd pick up the tab at Del Frisco's. And get her.
But you'd go out for bread one night and never return.
No.
Right. Oh, I got to go pick
up.
No,
I would.
Out of bread.
No, if somebody is pregnant, 3 months pregnant with somebody else's child, I don't think I want to get into that.
She wouldn't start showing for another like 6-7
weeks.
Well,
it has nothing to do with
that. You love
her.
She has a dog that you have fallen in love with.
Mm.
She has a really big IQ.
This poor hypothetical woman.
I know. You're going
So wait a minute. So have I just been judged harshly by everybody?
Well, at least by us here in the room, yes.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do.
I would never leave.
If judging were an Olympic sport.
Liar,
no, I would care and nurture for her and her family.
You just told us a few minutes ago your feelings on pregnancy.
He'd try to get her pregnant even though she already was pregnant.
I'd get her pregnant twice.
You want twins, baby? I think that baby needs some company in there. Let me help you out with that.
The only time in history two babies were born 3 months apart.
Right.
No, I don't think I could do that.
Well, I think we're both horrible people. But at least I get 8 hours with Charlie Hunnam. So suck it!
How many weeks did I have with this woman? You said 2 weeks with her?
Yeah, let's say three just for funsies.
All right, I had 3 weeks. That's better than 8 hours.
3 great weeks.
Yeah. You know, the pisser about that, too, is that for the rest of my life, I'd be comparing every woman to her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what sucks about it.
No, no, no. And then what if years down the line you actually fall in love with her daughter, huh? What if then too?
Whoa.
And then you break her heart as well, you pig.
Why did this turn so ugly?
Oh my God.
You took some weird juice this morning.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.